Thank you, Sheila. Let us pray. Our gracious God, we thank you yet another time to be in your presence to hear your word. I decree that you may increase in me. Speak to us through your word as we study together. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, everyone. This morning we're going to be looking at John chapter 21, verses 1 to 19. And further down from the passage, we're going to be looking at the life of Peter, his personality, and how Jesus rescued him back. Our text this morning set the scene on how the disciples were responding to the death of Christ Jesus. The disciples were not happy at all. They were just trying to get on with life. They were feeling like they had wasted 3 years of their life. And they were just going to try to start over again. Then verses 1 to 3 says, afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them. And they said, we will go with you. So they went out, got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Imagine the frustration they were going through. They have lost Jesus, and now they have lost the ability to fish. Following Jesus every day is not easy. There are many times that God asks us to do things that we're not even sure we can do them. Walking by faith and not by sight is difficult. It is much easier for us to go back to the things we know, things that we are comfortable doing. Peter was a fisherman by trade, and that's what he went back to do. Perhaps you made a decision recently to follow Jesus, and then your prayers were not answered the way you wanted. You then decided to go back to your old ways, trusting the doctors, your money, or your friends, as you did before. We always find it so difficult to step out of our comfort zone to do something different. Notice what happened in verse 4. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus comes back to meet them where they are. He wants to journey with them on the same boat. That boat of frustration. Boat of no hope. Worries, fear of unknown, depression, anxiety. Jesus wants to journey with them. He came where they are to meet them. This was what God is doing this morning. Jesus wants you to know that he still cares for you. We may be surprised that this man who had followed Jesus every day for 3 years did not recognize him. Because that's what the Bible says, they didn't recognize him. This was the third time Jesus had appeared to them after his resurrection. And they still did not recognize him. Before we become too judgmental of these disciples, the question will be for us this morning, how often do we not recognize Jesus in all that happens to us? When we have victory, do we recognize that it's because of Jesus that we have that victory? When we are favored, when we are blessed in our family, in our workplace, do we recognize that it's all because of Jesus? Without him, we can do nothing. Remember the disciples that left Jesus outside the box. It doesn't matter. And they went back to their old way of life. And the Bible says they caught all night and they couldn't get anything. We need to see like Jesus, think like Jesus, and behave like Jesus. Then in verse 5 down to 14, he called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciples whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. So in other words, Jesus had made provision before they arrived. Jesus had already taken care of the situation before they arrived. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." And I think that's what Jesus is saying to us this morning. Thank God that it's morning. And he's saying to each and every one of you, come and have breakfast. It doesn't matter the gravity. It doesn't matter if you have abandoned him for so long. Come and have breakfast with me. That's what Jesus said to them. They have lost everything. Abandoned him and went back to their old ways of life. And Jesus is saying to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples there asked him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. They were fishing and having no luck. And Jesus told them to cast their nets on the other side. They did what he asked, and they had more fish than they could handle. At this point, John realized that it was Jesus. After he told Peter that it was Jesus, Peter dove into the water to see Jesus. Peter realized that Jesus had been taking care of them for 3 years. And that he was not going to leave them on their own. Jesus took care of their physical needs and then the spiritual needs. The same with us. He can take care of your physical needs and also your spiritual needs. All you need to do is just to allow Him to come. Journey with you on the same boat. That boat of worries. That boat that is full of fear and anxiety. Let Jesus in and He will go with you. Sometimes we need to be reminded that we still need Jesus. Jesus takes care of our needs. Without Him, we would have nothing. It is amazing how God changes us when we are saved. But even after salvation, it is hard to live a life that pleases God. Part of our growth as Christians is learning from our mistakes. And I'm just going to talk about Peter now. Very interesting character. An interesting personality. But there's something very unique about Peter. The first point, Jesus saw someone who was disobedient to Him. When Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray, the Bible says that He took Peter, James, and John with Him. Jesus asked them to stay there, keep watch, and pray. And what did they do? According to the Bible said they slept. This happened 3 times. At this point, Judas Iscariot, we know the story very well, showed up with those who were arresting Jesus. What was Peter's response? He grabbed his sword and cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest. And sometimes we think it's all about strength. We think it's something that we can fight. There are some problems that need spiritual attention. And the only way to overcome that problem is through prayer. We have prayer ministry in this church. We do pray 30 minutes before the service. And also we meet every last Monday of every month. Why can't you join us to pray? Pray for the church. Pray for our needs. And pray for this nation, the uncertainty. And we also need to pray for the revival to come. Because this country needs God, isn't it? They do. They have abandoned Him. Just like the disciples, they went back to their old life. And the Bible recorded that they were toiling all night and they couldn't cut anything because they left Jesus outside the box. I don't want to do anything with Him. Let Him stay there. I can only come to Him when I need Him. And I think it's all about their experience. And they tried everything. They couldn't get any until Jesus came in. They slept. And Peter thought it could be fighting. When we see Jesus, do we see someone who is disobedient? When Jesus says pray, do we pray? Or do we sleep? Then the second point, Jesus had to go through a ridiculous called trial filled with lies. Remember Jesus telling Peter, you're going to deny me 3 times, isn't it? In the Bible. And Peter said, no, it's not going to happen. Like so many of us. No. But the reality does come. At the end of the day, it does happen. Peter and the other disciples, they were hiding and something happened. A servant girl pointed out Peter as a disciple of Jesus, but he denied him. Then another girl pointed out Peter as a disciple of Jesus, but he denied. Then a group of people came to Peter and pointed out the fact that he was a disciple of Jesus. But Peter began to call down curses upon himself and swore, "I don't know the man." And I want to ask you this morning, all of us, we have denied Christ in different ways. It might not be the same like Peter did. When you have an opportunity to preach and to tell people about Jesus, you shy away from doing it. Are you denying Christ? When you're in a position where you can stand for what is true, and you refuse to say what is true, you refuse to say the truth, are you denying Christ? Are you denying Christ the way you live your life? Your character, your behavior, your attitude towards one another? Peter did. Then the last point. In verse 15 down to 19, when they have finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than this?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you," Jesus said. "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hot, because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." There are sometimes we need an opportunity to do what God wants us to do. And when we miss those opportunities, we become old. There will be a time when you can't run the way you used to run when you are 30 or 40. There are times when you don't have that opportunity. And we all do have many opportunities to share the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we miss that. Then Jesus saw someone who was committed to him. Although Peter made many mistakes, Jesus did not give up on him. He just continued to grow Peter. On this third appearance of Jesus, he asked Peter this question, "Do you truly love me?" Jesus asked him three times. After the first time, Jesus told him, "Feed my lambs." After the second time, Jesus told him, "Take care of my sheep." After the third time, Jesus told him, "Feed my sheep." We cannot be who God wants us to be until we commit ourselves to him. 100%. Not 50-50 or half and half or 99-99. We need to totally commit ourselves to him. It is amazing to me that as inconsistent as Peter was, God still used him. You get a point. Imagine his shortfall, his shortcome, and Jesus still used him. So when you think, "Oh, I'm not qualified to be used by God," think about Peter. God used Peter to preach this sermon at the Pentecost, where 3,000 souls were saved. In Acts of the Apostle, we find Peter boldly preached before the Sanhedrin, the same group that killed Jesus. And history tells us that Peter died by being crucified on a cross. History also tells us that Peter made them crucify him upside down because he was not worthy to die like Jesus did. What a change! What a transformation! If we know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, it changes everything. Imagine Peter. So many mistakes in his life. He's not even worthy to be there. But Jesus rescued him. And I wonder where you are in this picture, in this story. If you could picture yourself where you are. Maybe you'll be wondering, I'm not worthy, I'm not sure I'm qualified to be used by God. Think about Peter. Why not allow Jesus to come? I don't want to leave you with this to reflect. Peter, can you go to the last slide, please? As we reflect on this, to think about the life of Peter. Think about the life of the disciples. They abandoned Jesus, abandoned their work, and they went back to do what they are used to, what they are familiar with, what they think it might be the best for them. And sometimes in life, you might think, it's better for me to stay in my comfort zone. I don't want to step out of it. But Jesus is calling each and every one of us to do something for him. If you love me, feed my lamb. If you love me, take care of my sheep. If you love me, feed my sheep. And I want to challenge you this morning. Think about your relationship with Jesus. Think about where you are and where God wants you to be. Remember, Jesus told them, the disciples, come and have breakfast with me. And I wonder if you will let Jesus come into your heart this morning. Let us pray.